Chapter 10. Home at Last. At the end of the day, Anton, Abby, Robert and Lucy stood outside the school gates.
Oh, what an amazing day, sighed Anton.
Yes, agreed Abby. I never knew that school could be so much fun. Mr. Williams is so clever. I can't wait for school tomorrow. Can you, Lucy?
Lucy looked at Robert.
I think it is time we went back to our own time now, she answered quietly.
Robert nodded.
We're really glad that your school is better now and that you have real teachers and books, but it is time we went back home to Grandad, said Robert.
Abby and Anton looked sad.
He will be worried about us if we don't get home soon, explained Lucy.
Oh, we understand, sighed Abby. But we will miss you. Thank you for helping us to improve our school. We couldn't have done it without you, said Anton.
Oh, I can't wait to read all the books in the library, sighed Abby. I have already seen 9 that I want to read.
Oh, there will be plenty of time to read all the books in the library, laughed Robert.
He took the time travel phone out of his pocket.
Have you got your phone ready, Lucy?
Lucy held up her phone to show Robert.
Ready,
she replied and turned to Anton and Abby.
Enjoy your school days.
She gave Anton and Abby a big hug. Then she and Robert tapped in the password backwards. And pressed the green buttons on their time travel phones. Everything went dark. There was the sound of rushing wind. Then they were back in Grandad's study. Robert and Lucy put the time travel phones back on the desk and sat down by the fire. Just then, the study door opened and in walked Grandad. He was carrying a tray of tea. Mrs. Green was behind him. She was holding a big plate of delicious cakes.
"We've brought you some tea and cakes," said Grandad.
"Thank you, Grandad," said Lucy. "Those cakes look lovely, Mrs. Green."
Mrs. Green smiled at Lucy.
"I'm sorry I've been so long," said Grandad. "It took me a long time to mend the oven. Then I helped Mrs. Green make some tea. I hope you didn't get too bored."
Robert and Lucy looked at each other. Grandad had been so busy in the kitchen that he had not realized that they had been on a big adventure to the past and the future. Robert grinned at Lucy.
"No, Grandad," he said quite truthfully. "We haven't been bored. We found some things to do to pass the time."
Grandad put the tea tray on a table and handed them both a cup of tea.
"Have a cake with your tea," he said. "They're fresh from the oven."
Robert and Lucy both took a cake from the plate.
"Mmm, they're delicious," smiled Lucy, taking a big bite.
"I'll leave you to enjoy them," smiled Mrs. Green.
She went out of the room and back to the kitchen.
"Have you thought any more about your homework?" asked Grandad.
"I think I am going to write about factory schools and the dreadful conditions children had to work in," said Lucy. "I'm also going to write about the people who weren't really teachers. Mrs. Bleak was such a horrible woman. I'm going to write about her."
Robert stopped eating his cake and stared at Lucy. She suddenly realized what she had said.
"Who is Mrs. Bleak?" asked Grandad. "And how do you know so much about factory schools?"
Lucy blushed bright red. Robert shuffled his feet. Neither of them looked up. Grandad stood up and walked over to his desk. He picked up the time travel phones.
That's interesting," he said. "The time travel phones feel very hot. How odd. He looked at Robert and Lucy. Can you tell me why they are so hot? Robert and Lucy felt very uncomfortable. Robert took a deep breath.
I'm really sorry, Grandad, said Robert. When you went out of the room to help Mrs. Green in the kitchen, we thought we would test the time travel phones to see if they still worked. They did. We went back to 1840, when Queen Victoria was the Queen of Great Britain.
Yes, said Lucy. We went to a factory and saw the factory school there. It was horrible.
What happened at the factory? Asked Grandad. So Robert and Lucy told him all about their visit to the Featherstone Cotton Factory. They described how they met George and Albert. They told him about nasty Mr. and Mrs. Bleak and how cruel Mrs. Bleak was to the children. Then they explained how Albert had his accident and how they told kind Mr. Featherstone the truth about his factory. Grandad listened to all they had to say. When they had finished speaking, he sat quietly.
Are you very cross with us? Asked Lucy.
Grandad shook his head. No, he smiled. You should have asked me first, but I am glad you told me what you did. I'm also very glad that you helped the children at the factory school. That was a brave and kind thing to do. What an adventure! Lucy looked down at the floor.
Actually, she muttered, that wasn't the only adventure we had.
Grandad stared at her. Why? What else happened? He asked in amazement. Robert gulped.
We went to our school in the future, too, he said.
You've travelled into the future? Asked Grandad. But the time travel phones have only been used to visit the past. It is dangerous to travel into the future. Robert and Lucy looked down at the floor. They felt ashamed about what they had done.
I'm sorry, Grandad, said Lucy.
Oh, Grandad sighed. Oh, well, luckily you are back safely. Why did you travel into the future? He asked.
When we went to the factory school, we realized that schools in the past were horrid. We know that our school today is very good, explained Lucy. So we wanted to see what it would be like in the future. We wanted to see if it would be even better than it is now.
And was it? Asked Grandad.
No, it was horrible, replied Robert. There were no books, and worse still, there were no teachers. Lessons were given by robots, and they were so boring.
So what did you do? Asked Grandad.
We found out where the books were hidden. Then we deleted all the files on the computers so the robots couldn't work. When the head teacher found out, he was very pleased. He asked all the teachers to come back to school, explained Robert.
Grandad, we are very sorry, said Lucy sadly.
Robert nodded his head in agreement. Grandad sat back in his chair and stared at Robert and Lucy. Their heads were bowed and they looked very sorry. Well, I'm glad you have told me everything now, and I'm glad you got the books and the teachers back into the school again. Robert and Lucy looked at Grandad and breathed a sigh of relief. They felt a lot better now they had told the whole truth. But you must promise me, said Grandad, that you will never use the time travel phones again unless I give you permission. And in future, if you do want to go time travelling, I will come with you. It is too dangerous for you to travel through time on your own. Do you understand?
Yes, Grandad, said Robert and Lucy.
We understand.
Lucy gave her grandfather a great big hug.
Ooh, you are the best grandfather in the whole wide world, she laughed. I would love to go time travelling with you. I wonder what other adventures we will have together.
I think you should get your homework finished for your teacher before you two plan any more adventures, Grandad laughed, and he gave his grandchildren a big hug.